Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Tzvachim, Daf Mem Chet Amud Aleph, continuing with our opening analysis of the Mishnah of Eizu Mekom Shel Tzvachim, and identifying how we know that all Kodshei Kodashim have to be slaughtered Bitzafon. Chatat Menalan. We are picking up near the bottom of the Amud. Chatat Menalan Debayat Tzafon. How do we know that Chatat needs to be slaughtered Bitzafon, which of course is not mentioned anywhere explicitly, as we already pointed out, that's only in the case of Ola. Dichtiv, v'shachat ha-chatat bimkom ha-Ola. In the context of the Korban Chatat, it says in the same place of the Ola. Ashkechan shechita kabbalah menalan. How do we know that the Kabbalat Adam has to be Bitzafon? Which of course is a little bit strange, because Kabbalat Adam, we would assume, is the same place as shechita. Dichtiv, lakach ha-kohen midam ha-chatat. He shall take the dam and do zrika. Now we know that the zrika itself doesn't have to be there, so therefore it means that he has to take it from the chatat itself. Mekabel atzmo menal, and how do we know that the mekabel has to be standing in the tzafon and can't be in the darom reaching in? Amar krav velakach, and the way we're darshaning is lo yikach, meaning take himself. Ashkechan the mitzvah lakevinayin, and this is a question, as we've seen, that throughout Kodashim, affects us, which is, how do we know that anything mentioned as a desideratum is really indispensable? The answer is, we have another pasuk that says, v'shachat oto bimkom asher yishchat et ha'ola, again stating that the chatat is slaughtered where the ola is slaughtered, and that's a second mention, la'akeh, v'tanya hechan ola nishchata b'tzafon, afze b'tzafon, very easy. The question is that really the source? In the Torah Tachatat, in Parshat Tzav, it says, Yishachti Chatat, Yishachti Olah. Why is this mentioned explicitly? It's there to tell you, Shim Losh Chatab at Safon Pasul. Maybe it's there to tell you, the back on the piece we had on the previous Amud, that maybe the Seir Nasi, Oto, is the only one that has to be Bitzafon and not another. Therefore, we have the first Pasuk, which is, the second one that we invoked, which is, good. Ashkechan Seir Nasi, Bein Lemitzvah, Bein Lakev. So far we've only seen it in the case of the Seir Nasi, which was our Shachat Oto. Shar chatot nami ashkechan the mitzvah, our binyan av only gave us the ideal that it should be b'tzafon lakev menalan. How do we know it's indispensable? Dichtiv b'kispa uchtiv b'sira. It does say it twice. Once in the context of the kispa brought by the regular guy, and once by the sira brought by the regular guy at the end of Perek Dalad. Now, alo ela oto lamali. What's the oto in the Seir Nasi doing to signify or exclude? It's telling you that a regular chatat has to be slaughtered b'tzafon, but the sa'ir nachshon, meaning the sa'ir lechatat that was brought as part of Chanukat HaMizbeach in Bamidbar Zayin, and we always call it sa'ir nachshon after the first day, does not have to be b'tzafon. V'tanya, v'samach yadol rosh ha-sa'ir, or both sa'ir nachshon l'smicha. To tell you, a rosh ha-sa'ir, meaning this is when a person, that the Nasi brings a Sa'ir, that he has to smicha on it, that extends it not only the Nasi for a chet, but even the Nasi Nachshon. Tivir Bihuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabot Sa'ir Avodah Kochavim l'smicha. No, Sa'ir Nachshon is not included. Sa'ir Avodah Zorah needed smicha. So I might have thought that since, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is smicha on Sa'ir Nachshon, you also have to have tzafon, kamashmalan not. According to Rabbi Shimon, what is Oto blocking out? After all, Seir Nachshon was never a candidate for Smicha either. Rabbi Yehuda is not in such a good position either. Rabbi Yehuda says that Seir Nachshon has Smicha. Doesn't mean that we should think it has Tzafon, that we need to block it out. If it were, I would have thought that if the Torah had not excluded it, I would have included it via Binyan Av. So imkein smicha gufate to Binyan Av, then smicha also should be included by Binyan Av and not by that extra ribui. Ella midorot lo gamrin, and the answer is we can never infer anything for Seir Nachshon, something that's a horat sha'a, unique situation from dorot, from permanent halacha. Therefore, would not learn Seir Nachshon from Dorot as far as Tzafon. Therefore, Oto is not blocking anything out. The answer is, Oto B'Tzafon tells you the animal has to be B'Tzafon when you shecht it, but the Shochet doesn't have to be. He could be in Darom reaching in. He could even be suspended from the air, as we saw in that famous discussion between Shmuel and his father. Now, Shochet, Rabbi Achia Nafka, but we already learned that the Shochet doesn't have to be there from a drush of Rabbi Achia. Tani Rabbi Achia Omer, V'Shachat Oto Al Yerachamiz Be'ach Tzafona, Matzav Lomar. Why does it say that Fishamatzinu Omeid B'Tzafon and Mekabel B'Tzafon? Then it has to be B'Tzafon and Mekabel is. If you're in the Darom, reach in and get the Dam, that's Pasul. Yachol Afzakein, I might think the same true is true about Shchita, Tamalomar Oto. The animal has to be B'Tzafon, Oto B'Tzafon, Ve'ena Shochet B'Tzafon. The Shochet could be further away and reaching in with a knife. Ella Oto B'Tzafon, Ve'en Ben Of B'Tzafon. So we didn't need Oto in our context to tell us that the Shochet doesn't have to be there. That we had a different drush of Rabbi Chia. What is our Oto for? Elo Oto B'Tzafon Ve'ein Ben Of B'Tzafon. Meaning that an Of doesn't need Shchita B'Tzafon or Malika B'Tzafon. Tetan Yachol Ye Ben Of Ta'un Tzafon V'dinot makes sense. Uma Ben Tzon Shelo Kavalo Kohen. The Torah never said a Tzon has to be shechted by Kohen. After all, Mitzvah's Kuhuna starts from Kabbalah. Kavalo Tzafon, still it has to be in the north. Ben Of Shekavalo Kohen. The Kohen has to do the Malika. No Din Shekavalo Mak Tzafon, I would think. Therefore, that Of has a higher demand because the Kohen has to be involved from the get-go. Therefore, maybe it needs Tzafon. Tamalomar Oto. Therefore, it says Oto, only the animal and not the Of, but Tzafon. So Mala Benson Shekin Kavalo Kli. Why would I make that mistake? After all, a benson, meaning a flock and the herd, has a kli. The oaf, the dam goes right on the mizbeach from the neck. So I wouldn't have made that mistake. Elo oto b'tzafon vein pesach b'tzafon. This is what it's coming to tell me. That you have to shech the olah b'tzafon, but not a pesach b'tzafon. D'tan Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, yachol ye pesach ta'un tzafon v'dinu. Why would I have made that mistake? Ma olah shekein lo kavalo zman l'shechitat ha'olah, can be shechted at any time. Kabbalah Tzafon, still it needs to be in the Tzafon. Pesach Shekabbalah Zman Shechitato. And having a limited time to do something is always seen as a Chumrah. So therefore, since Pesach has a set time of Shechita, which is in the afternoon of the 14th, and Odin Shekabbalah Tzafon, Tamad Lomar Oto, therefore it says Oto, the Chatat has to be with Tzafon, and not the Pesach. So why would I make the mistake? After all, Ma'ala Ola Shekein Kalil. Ola is certainly more chamor than Pesach. It all gets burnt up. So the answer is Mechatat. So Ma'ala Chatat Shekein Mechaper Tachave Kretot. So Me'asham. So Ma'ala Hashem Shekein Kotche Kotchem. In other words, I would have said that perhaps Pesach doesn't need to, should need Tzafon from Chatat. I would have said no, because Chatat's Mechaper. Maybe I would have said Pesach needs Tzafon from Hashem. No, Hashem is Kotche Kotchem. By the way, Ola, Chatat, and Hashem are all Kotche Kotchem. So I would not have learned Pesach from any of them. I don't need Oto to block Pesach out. Pesach was never a candidate for Tzafon. The answer is the Olam Kadamar and Mikar. We go back to square one. Oto b'tzafon v'ein shochet b'tzafon. We say the animal has to be tzafon, the shochet doesn't have to be tzafon. Hodekashalach mid Rabbi Achia nafkalan, and you were complaining that Rabbi Achia's drasha already provided that information. So lav the mute shochet b'tzafon. Rabbi Achia wasn't coming to knock out the shochet nabrek mid tzafon, ela ein shochet b'tzafon av mekabel tzafon. Meaning that the shochet doesn't have to be tzafon, but somebody who's doing kabbalat adam, he does have to be standing with tzafon. I mikabel milakach v'lakach nafka. That we got from v'lakach haKohen. Lakach v'lakach l'mashpale. The answer is Rabbi Chia didn't hold that lakach was a meaningful thing. Lakach lo yikach. That strange thing we had on the previous amud. And therefore he said, this is my drasha that says the shochet doesn't have to be there. The mikabel does have to be there. But we oto got that. Is the one, the essential drasha that told us the shochet doesn't have to be there. Okay, Ashkachan Shechita Ba'olah LeMitzvah. So far we've seen that you have to do Shechita V'Olah in the Tzafon. Kabbalah Nami LeMitzvah Ashkachan. We also see Kabbalah Astu B'Tzafon. Shechita V'Kabbalah LaKevin Elan. But we haven't seen that Shechita V'Kabbalah have to be B'Tzafon LeIkuva. It's very simple. We already proved that a chatat is ma'akev, if it's not pitzafon, and it comes from an olah. Olah sheba chatat mikocha in odin shema'akevet. So certainly olah, which is the originator of the limud, certainly it should be ma'akev. And by the way, this is foreshadowing something we're going to get to in the next podcast about the whole way that limudim work. Now, mal chatat shekin machaper lechavei kretot. You can't say it because chatat's more chamur. It's machaper. Ravina hakash le Ravada Barava. This is Ravada Barava's problem. Klumatzinu tafel chamur minakar. Where do you ever find that the tributary should be more severe than the source? The tributary is chatat. The source is ola. How could the tributary be more chamur? So obviously ola is also ma'akev. Razut b'reidu of Mari the Ravina v'lo, who says not. After all, think about this. You take your grapes of Maser and you can redeem them. But let's say you redeem them and you go to Yerushalayim and you buy steak. You can't redeem that steak. So in other words, the original Maser is redeemable. But that which is bought with the money with which you redeemed it is not redeemable, even though it's a second level tributary of it. Let's say you bought that steak and it became tamei. Yipadeh, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikaver. So machloka tana'im, whether you could redeem it. But ninma'in lo yitma'lo, that's only if it did become tamei. If it didn't become tamei, you can't redeem it, that's for sure. The answer is no. The reason is because of weakness in lakoch because of maser. Hatam lo alima kedushate limit pas pidyoneid. The lakoch because of maser isn't strong enough to stretch out to its pidyon. It's the end of the road. It's weak. And that's why it doesn't work. Not because it's so chamur. Vare tmura, but tmura, of course, is a tributary of the original korban. Dilu kodshim lo chai li alba mum kavua. If you're makdish an animal, and the animal has a missing leg, it's not chal. Ve'ilu I chai lo, but if you take a tmura, an animal with a broken leg, and make it a tmura from something else, it works. So you see the tmura is more chamur. The answer is that's not the issue. Tmura mikoch kodshim ka'atiyah. The tmura is coming from kodshim. It's generated by kodshim. Therefore, the kedusha is stronger. Not because tmura is stronger, but because its source is stronger. Kodshim mikoch chulin ka'atiyah. But the original kodshim were originally chulin. So therefore, it's coming from a weaker source. Ayare Pesach, think about this. Duhu enoton smicha unasachim tumar chazav shok. A Pesach doesn't need any of those shlomim things. And yet ve'ilumotar didei ton smicha unasachim tumar chazav shok. But if you have extra money from your Pesach, what do you do with it? You buy shlomim, and then you have to add all those shlomim things in. So the tributary Pesach is more severe than the original Pesach. The answer is no. Pesach v'shoi mot ha'shana shlamim hu. Pesach is shlamim the rest of the year. It's just that on the 14th of Nisan, it has this unique halacha of Pesach that doesn't need smicha and nesachim and tnuvat chaz v'shok. V'bayit eimab. We go back to the original point and say, because this whole thing was based on Rav Anna Bar Matna's question, can you ever have something where the source is less severe than that which is learned from it? And we brought several challenges, and we said in each case it's not really more severe, but that whole point was to try to prove that you don't need a second pasuk to prove that ola, that's nishchat, shelo betzafon, is pasul b'diavad, because chatat is, and chatat is learned from ola. So we have another answer. Amakra ha'ola bimkoma tehei. The ola is called ha'ola. It has to be in its place. So whatever place the Torah ideally gave it is the only place that it's valid. Another interesting approach. Now, asham menalan dvayit safon. So we've seen chatat. We've seen ola, of course. We've seen chatat. How do we know that an asham needs safon for shchita? Tichtiv, koma sheshchatu ata ola, yishchatu ata asham. In Torah asham, it says, hu yishechti ola, yishechti asham. Ashkachan shchita kvala menal. And again, the same question. The answer is, ve'atamo yizrok. If you read the pasuk, it says, koma sheshchatu ata ola, yishchatu ata asham, ve'atamo yizrok. So, since zrika doesn't have to be safon, read it as ve'atamo, which means accept the dam in the same place. Kibul damal nami betzafon. Mekabal atzmo menalan. How do you know the guy has to be in the tzafon to get the dam? Damo ve'etamo. The ve'etamo, the vav, and the viet say the guy also. Ashkachan the mitzvah la'akev menalan. Same problem. How do we have a double mention to make it mima'akev? The answer is krachrin aktiv. We have the pasuk in the context of the asham mitzorah. Shachata keves. Mkoma sheishchatu etachatat v'taola. Now, all right, and that pasuk is there to teach us a second time where it says the asham has to be nishchat b'tzafon. But v'hayla hachiyudata, is that pasuk really coming for that? Ha'ibayle lechadatanya, we need that pasuk for a general hermeneutic lesson. Davar shaya bichlal. V'yatzali doma davar chadash, yachol v'shay lachziru lechlo, ad shiachzirenu ha'katuv lechlo b'feirush. That is one of the hermeneutic rules of the school of Rabbi Ishmael, which is something that was part of a group, and then it teaches some new halacha. It will not be put back into the group until the text explicitly does it. Let's see what that means, Ketzad. And it uses our pasuk. That's the problem. Our pasuk's used for this very important lesson. That's the pasuk. The Torah doesn't have to say that the asham is like a chatat. It already said, do it in the same place. Why did it say that? Because the asham etzorah has some new halachot. What are those? Bohen yad, bohen regel, v'ozin yimanit. That the dam has to go on the matzorah's ear and thumb and toe. So therefore, once it's got a new set of laws, maybe you don't have to put the dam on the mizbeach or the parts of the animal on the mizbeach. Maybe it's some weird new korban. Therefore, the Torah says the asham is like chatat, machatat tuna matan damim v'murin legabei mizbeach. Af asham etzora taun matan damim v'murin legabei mizbeach. So now we know, just like a chatat has dam on the mizbeach and the murin on the mizbeach, same with the asham, and that is now the model for the rule of davar shayatzaya bechlal. Asham etzora was part of the group of ashamot. Yatzali lidom davar chadash. It was given a new halacha, which is the dam on the mizbeach's part to the body, cannot be returned to be a regular asham until the Torah goes out of its way and explicitly does it as it here, kahatata asham. So how can we use that as a second pasuk to tell us that shchitata asham mitzafon me'akev, it's reused for this? The answer is imken yichtov b'hai v'lo yichtov b'hai. The answer is, if that were the case, all we would have to do is to write it in this pasuk about the asham and not in the other place in Parshat Tzav. But now that it wrote it both times, we have it. Now, Hanechi Sfirolan Yatzali Domer of Achadash, Yuhu de Logamar Michlalom, Kalogamar Mine, Shapir. That's if you hold that when something, has a new halacha, Yatzali Domer of Achadash, that you can learn from it, then fine, then that means that the Pasuk alone would have told you Tzafon, that would have been good. But if you say you can't learn from it to the group nor from the group to it, which means it's now totally on its own, then I need the pasuk here to tell me tzafon just for the asham mitzora, and it doesn't shed any light on anything else, which means, again, I don't have two mentions. The answer is kevan dahadre ahadre. But once the Torah called the asham a regular korban by saying kechatat hashamhu, it's back in the fold, and now I do have two mentions. Okay. I'm going to write to Rav Mari Ravina. Ema ki hadre krala gabi matanda mi kahuna. Maybe when the Torah brought the asham back into the fold, it's bringing it into the fold to say that it needs matan damim, etc., like a coin. Aval shchitat lo bai kahuna lo mi bai tzafon. But this is the context ki asham hu la kohen. So maybe for those things that are related to the kohen, matan damim and murin, it's back in the fold. But shchita, which is not needed doesn't have to be done by a kohen. Maybe we don't need tzafon. Maybe it wasn't brought back into the fold for tzafon. So imke nimakra ki chatat kachatat hu. My kachatat ha'asham. Why doesn't it say it is like a chatat? Why does it say the asham is like a chatat? Kesha ashamot yihya. It should be like regular ashamot. So lama li lakshu la chatat, lama lakshu la ola. So another question is, why does the Torah say, because this korban is bimkom ha-chatat ve-ha-ola. Why say both? So I'm Ravini Tzorek, you need both. Why? E-akshe le-chatat, if the Torah just said bimkom ha-chatat ve-akshe le-ola, so then ha-ve-amein ha-chatat me-hechal lamda, where do we know that ha-chatat is b'tzafon me-ola? I would have made the mistake of thinking that in Kodashim I can daisy chain Hekeshim. Because the Torah said, Asham is where the Chatat is, and the Torah taught me Chatat from Ola. And I can't daisy chain Hekeshim, as I will see in a little bit. In the next podcast. So why doesn't the Torah just say that do the Asham in the same place as the Ola? Going straight to the source and skip Chatat. Because Havi Amena, I would have thought Tavrul Hekesh Chozem Alamed Hekesh. I would have still thought the Torah approves of daisy chaining a Hekesh. V'chitema Nikshe Akusha the Chatat, and then I would have said, so why didn't the Torah just link it to Chatat? Nechle de Makesh Ladikav Lo Nekesh Ladutafel. The Torah preferred to connect the Asham to the original source and not to the Tafel. That's why the Torah did both. It's there to tell you that you can't daisy chain a hekesh. Meaning, if the Torah only told you chatat, then that would have been really wrong because I would have been learning from a hekesh. If the Torah told you ola, I would have thought I could have had either one. The Torah picked ola because it's the source. Therefore, the Torah picked ola and chatat. Tell me chatat never would have been good enough because I cannot daisy chain a hekesh. And if my source is ola and chatat's compared to an ola, I have to learn everything from an ola and I can't learn it from a tributary from a chatat because I cannot do a hekesh to a hekesh. Now that's Ravina's source. You got to remember this for the next podcast. That's Ravina's source for the rule that ein davar halamid hekesh eino chozer lamid hekesh. Rava Amar Mehacha. He says that rule comes from here, and this will be the piece with which we end today. Tichtiv kasher yuram mishur zavach shlamim, and this we had in the previous parak that the parkor and mashiach, the imurim, it says, are done just like the shor zavach shlamim, same animal. It's a par. What's the point of saying that? It says what the Imurim are. So Mishum Dabai Agmure Yoter Dakaved Ushtaklod Mi Parhelam Dovishot Sibur the Sira Vodok Chavim. The answer is because Parhelam Dovishot Sibur, the next parsha, is going to then have to transfer to Sira Vodok Chavim in Bamidbar, which we have the Hekesh that connects the two, sorry, the Xerashav that connects the two, and tell us what the Imurim are. Begufei Loktiv. From Koin Mashiach Udigamar. We learn it. We're from Parhelam Dovishot Sibur from Koin Mashiach. Therefore, we have Kasher Yuram to say it's explicitly written, as if it's explicitly written in Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. So the Torah wrote that extra line to make sure that I don't daisy chain my way to the Emurim and the Siri Avodah Zarah. So Amalei Papa LeRavi turned to Rav and said, "V'lichtevei begufei v'lo nakish." Why didn't the Torah then write it explicitly in Parhelam Dovashel Tzibur and without the Hekesh and save us the trouble? The answer is, Ikat v'gufe v'lo akish. If the Torah had done that, Amen, Adolam Hekesh, Chosam Alam Hekesh. I would have thought the system, which is wrong, is still right. V'chitema nikshe akushi. And then I would have said, so why didn't the Torah just use a Hekesh? Echlekat v'gufe n'akish to akushi, because the Torah would have preferred to write it explicitly than use a Hekesh. Hachekat ve'va'akshe. That's why the Torah wrote it and made the Hekesh. To teach you that you cannot daisy chain a hekesh, just like Ravina did. The Torah went out of its way to write something extra to show you that you cannot daisy chain a hekesh, and you need to have it explicitly written, or in this case, in Rava's case, as if it were explicitly written, and that's the only way the limud will work. And we'll pause at this point. The next podcast will be devoted entirely to four of the systems of hermeneutics and how they affect each other, how they can connect with each other, which are Hekesh, Kalvachomer, Binyanav, and Gzeirah Sheva. We'll leave that to the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.